एचडी स्मार्ट कास्ट।
यू आर लिसनिंग टू एन एचडी स्मार्ट कास्ट ओरिजिनल।
एक मिनट रुक जाओ, रेडी होने दो। चलो ये कर लेते हैं, दिस कुड बी अ ग्रेट इंट्रो।
हाय, आई एम अक्षय।
हाय, दिस इज सौरभ एंड यू आर लिसनिंग टू द फाउंडर थीसिस पॉडकास्ट। We meet some of the most celebrated startup founders in the country.
And we want to learn how to build a unicorn.
Hi, I'm Tanu Tejas, founder of Shop Kirana.
Nothing comes easy in life. And it is those hard-learned lessons that teach us the true value of struggle and commitment. Our guest today mastered the art of selling when he was just in school. From selling wallpapers door-to-door, to building a platform for artists and art enthusiasts, Tanu Tejas has tried it all. But one idea that turned the tables for him was creating a platform for everyday retailers where he solved their problems with the help of technology and supply chain management. And that was it. The Indian market was introduced to Shop Kirana, a made in India
game changer innovation
that has been backed by some of the biggest names in the VC world. Tune in, for in this episode, Akshadat unwraps the tale of Tanu Tejas Saraswat and the roller coaster story of his innovation, Shop Kirana.
हिंदुस्तान एक ऐसा मेरे को देश लगता है कि चाहे आप गलत भी कर रहे हो तो भी आप पूरा जीवन कर सकते हो, इतना बड़ा मार्केट है। आपको समझ में नहीं आएगा और आपको नंबर आते रहेंगे, राइट? बट आई हैव ऑलवेज लर्न दैट व्हेन यू रियलाइज समथिंग दैट समथिंग यू डिड रॉन्ग एंड मिस्टेक and if you continue that the next day, then I find it a blunder. So in Shop Kirana, I see a couple of journey that how we actually cultured the Shop Kirana in this way, in this thought. So and that paint light. At that point of time, so I was doing that paintings and all. It was a fun journey. Again, the sponsoring was the Napster era. It was sponsoring. I still have the connection with all those clients, because I felt that it's always a lifelong journey, because the kind of work I did in the first 1 or 2 years in Napster era, I didn't hustle in the same way for the same people for the rest of my life. So I just worked for the 2 years, I created a long lasting relationship, and then it became the cash cow. So it was like sponsoring other projects and all. So again, I realized that, okay, this is not scalable. And then, when you're an entrepreneur, you meet a same kind of a mindset and all. So in Napster era, when I converted the Napster era into a digital thing, I was doing all digital solutions also. I started creating websites also. I started creating a marketplace also. I started like selling software also. Because I realized that banane wale bahut hai duniya mein, bechne wale nahi hai log, ya demand wale nahi hai. So maybe if I'm non-tech savvy people, but I can actually get 100 people. क्योंकि उनको शायद बेचना नहीं आता. So I always used to go to the clients and I always used to like pitch whatever like the thing can be sold. So it's never about that if I don't sell the ERP. I never like saw the ERP in my life, but I sold an ERP and I said yeah, everything like can be done. Why? Because obviously I had like a little bit of knowledge of the technology. So I used to like talk in that terminology, which I think the world says a client servicing. So I polished my client servicing and I used to get the job, and then I used to give those work to the freelancer or maybe like other companies in the city. And I was always the kind of escrow account between the clients and all. And that point of time on a Sunday, beautiful, it was like rainy day, and the Sunday I got a call from a guy, and he wanted to wanted to work on a marketing office like company in a digital way, from creating a website to SEO and like social media and everything, and he wanted to meet me. I said yes. I called this guy in my office, we met and we closed the deal within 1 hour and we started working. And I had no idea about this guy. He just like met, we just like he came, we met, he gave me an order. He got convinced. I explained him that creating a website don't run the business. Running a business, run the business. Yeah, so it's right, not about like right. If you yeah. think it, so like I can help you in that. So that was kind of a pitching, which really impressed me. So And he went back, we started working, and I think like in 2-3 months we completed the project. I never completed the project. I mean, there was like vendors who completed the project. I was always in between, and like many vendors, in his particular project, I know like couple of like vendors fucked up the project also, and I got like scolded away big time because I was responsible. But I never like spoiled my relationship like in my life with anyone like till today. No matter like if any loss like happened on any party side. And this guy, I had no idea where this guy works, who is. Like, he just came up with a company named Caramel Organics. I saw him as a client. And in 2-3 months, within 2-3 months, we met like 4-5 times. And after that, when I handed over the project, so whenever he used to come in lot, we used to meet and we used to have a cup of coffee and we used to share different entrepreneurship idea. I used to like share what we are doing. And he used to like talk about ideas. And one day he came and he said, I said at that paint life, along the paint life, I was doing a similar kind of a thing for grocery. And the company was the same, like Shop Kirana. So again, it was not a registered company. It was just a domain. So the idea was, when this thing paint life, I started knowing that I'm unable to scale this model and it's not working for me. So I found that, okay, was the next thing, which is not easy. And it's a very big pain point. And for the masses, I always wanted to go for the masses. And I at that one time, there was no e-grocery portals in Indore. I mean, I started Madhya Pradesh very first e-grocery portal with the name of Shop Kirana. I'm talking about 9 years back, approximately. Again, it was just a couple of people trying to figure out something. The model was very simple. I used to buy from Walmart, and I used to sell everything on my website. So there was a website, e-commerce website. People buy from that website. I go to Walmart. I buy from Walmart. I add maybe like 5-10% of the margin on those products. And then I take a logistic, maybe a bike or scooters or moped or blah, blah, blah. And then used to deliver the product products to this homes. And I was doing that.
So this was like a Grofer's Big Basket kind of a model, basically.
It was more, neither the Grofer nor the Big Basket. I mean, I never had the warehouse. So I went towards this Metro and Best Price, and I convinced one of the manager of Metro and Best Price that you can sell to the whole city. Like, why you are asking people to come here? Because not everyone can come here. And so why not you share your pricing list to me? And I have this website, which I can promise you that exclusively will sell all the product which is Walmart is selling. So in reality, you are getting the order. I'm just like adding like my service, right? So I got warehouse of Flipkart, this Best Price. I got like pricing of the like Best Price. So I had I never invested any in the working capital because in like B2B.
And you charge the commission to Best Price for these orders.
I added up my commission actually on that, on part of that.
Okay, you added. Yeah. Okay.
So like Best Price, officially was never involved. It was just one manager who was helping me with the price list of the Best Price. I think today it is like easily available, but at that point of time, Best Price was not taking order on the website also. So they were very conscious that pricing should not get disclosed. So it was a very big win for me. And then after a couple of months, this guy said no because of the heavy competition from the Metro. So it looked like someone is leaking the prices of a Best Price to the outside world. So this guy stopped helping me. I'll share about the journey of this guy also. And it's very interesting how really things connect in the future, when you really don't know who the person was. So this guy said no, and I came back, and I went towards Metro. I convinced Metro. When Metro said no, I went to the big wholesaler of a city. I made him a supplier. So it was just one supplier. So it was not a marketplace, just one supplier. Whose prices were there. I was buying from them, and I was selling, delivering to the people home. And the biggest problem which I started feeling At that point, I mean, that time we were like listening, still we like here today, that there's a lot of competition from modern retailers. There's a lot of competition from e-commerce. There's a lot of competition from internet companies. And I was listening to the same thing at that point of time also, because obviously it's right to say, because I also jumped into like creating something in e-commerce, and it can be the right thing. But the data was saying something else while working in a shop kirana. I was like working. So data used to say that agar main koi ek gali ke andar kisi ko deliver kar raha hu aur agar 10 ghar hai to us 10 ghar mein se 7 log koi online company ke paas ja hi nahi rahe, na wo modern dukan ke paas ja rahe, wo ja rahe hain kirana dukan ke paas mein, wo retail ke paas mein ja rahe hain. Like, which was very shocking for me, because I said ki yaar wahan pe value kya hi mil rahi hai, bol aapko ghar baithe la ke de rahe hain, aapko good price la ke de rahe hain, why? And when I was running shop kirana, started this project, and I majorly started to understand the psychology of a customers, because I believe that there is not a single company in the whole world who ever cracked the B2C model of a grocery. Even today there is no single company, and that point of time it was a kind of a very big thing. So I said, like, why, like, I am really curious about the like consumer psychology, why, like, why even after adding this thing people are not really buying things online. So and then moving forward, while continuing that project, I changed a lot of like back end operation and business model, just to figure out the next behavior, how to increase the sales, so I started from maybe like 5 or 10 people in the office colony, and then it scaled to maybe like 5,000 plus customers in a city. I tried scaling it to a couple of cities with the help of franchisee.
इसमें आपको customer acquisition कैसे कर रहे थे आप? Like 5,000, if you had 5,000 customers, तो
right. So हम कैसे करते हैं? तो मैं आपको बताता हूँ. जैसे मैंने as an entrepreneur जो मैंने 9th class से किया, so मेरे को जो चीजें काम कर गई वो मेरे को लगता है कि वो कर गई है, तो वो हमेशा ही करेंगी. सो व्हेन वी हियर अबाउट द मार्केटिंग, आई बिलीव कि लाइक टू डू अ सेल यू डोंट नीड टू डू अ मार्केटिंग. आई मीन सी, मार्केटिंग इज समथिंग एल्स. टू डू अ जंप इन सेल्स यू नीड टू डू अ मार्केटिंग, बट टू रन अ बिजनेस यू डोंट नीड एनी काइंड ऑफ मार्केटिंग. सेकेंड, लाइक इट्स ऑलवेज अ पीपल गेम. सो आई डोंट बिलीव कि यार जब तक आप इंसान को नहीं पता लगेगा और आपसे नहीं बात करेगा, तब तक वो शुरुआत में कन्विंस नहीं हो सकता है. आई मीन हम बात जरूर करेंगे, लाइक एवरीथिंग इज ऑन द टेक्नोलॉजी, बट अगेन इट विल कॉन्ट्रेडिक्ट द पॉइंट दैट व्हाई इवन टुडे, इवन आफ्टर हैविंग ऑल द टेक्नोलॉजी इन द वर्ल्ड, 92% मार्केट शेयर इन टू द हैंड्स ऑफ ऑफलाइन मार्केट. द ओनली रीजन इज इट्स अ वेरी बिहेवियर थिंग विच वी आर सीइंग. सो वो सबसे बड़ा चैलेंज था. सो वॉट वी डिड, वी पेस्टेड लाइक पोस्टर्स ऑन रोड्स, हम ऐसे स्टॉल लेके जो एक होलसेल दुकान होती है उसके सामने जाके खड़े होते थे, यहाँ तक आने की जरूरत नहीं है. ऑब्वियसली वी गॉट बैकफायर्ड फ्रॉम द होलसेलर, एंड हम कॉलेजेस में जाते थे, एंड देन हमने वो फिगर आउट किया कि कैन वी पिच दोज पीपल जिनके पेरेंट्स यहाँ पे रहते हैं, बट द किड्स एक्चुअली स्टे आउटसाइड एंड दीज किड्स मस्ट बी वर्किंग किड्स. तो वो अपने पेरेंट्स को एक वेबसाइट के थ्रू अपने घर में डिलीवर करा सकते हैं, तो उनके पेरेंट्स को जाना पड़ेगा. सो वी समहाउ गॉट लाइक 10 टू 15 सच काइंड ऑफ फैमिलीज, एंड देन वी लाइक स्टार्टेड टेकिंग अ रेफरल काइंड ऑफ अ थिंग, देन इट वर्क. देन वी हैड लाइक 4-5 प्रमोटर्स एंड इंटर्न्स वी हायर्ड, हु यूज्ड टू गो ऑन रोड एंड एवरी होम. दे यूज्ड टू एक्चुअली यूज्ड टू डू एवरीथिंग ऑन देयर मोबाइल डिवाइसेस, और घर में जाके सिखाते थे. See how easy it is, how convenient it is. So it's like hardcore sales, and by using maybe newspaper pamphlets, that's how like we scaled like from 0 to 5,000 kind of like customer base.
And aapke kitna revenue ho rahi thi?
The revenue was less than 50 lakhs. It's in a whole year. Today when I see it's obviously like at that point of time, it was a very big thing for us. In terms of like grocery, in terms of a new thing in MP, we thought like we have cracked the model because it was a profitable model. We didn't invest much, but we earned like 10 lakhs plus kind of a like amount from that model. Because from back end, we were in B2C, it's a very good margin. It was not a funded thing. It was, I mean, that time I was not too much aware about the VC thing and all. But while understanding the market, that how companies and people, other people help you, I realized, okay, there is some competition. There are business plans competition. If they like it, they can invest like 1 crore. Let me go there and pitch them the idea because it's working and it's making me money. Maybe like it's making money for 5 people's salary, but it is making money. So it's not like that kind of a thing. Because in a startup world, whatever we hear today, ki, like paisa kamana chahiye, I think ye to kabhi baat hi nahi honi chahiye business ki. I mean, business chalu hi paisa kamane ke liye hota, right? I mean, so I have never heard this thing from my father's mouth in my whole life. Ki yaar dhanda karo to paisa to kamana padega. I thought dhanda karte hi paisa kamane ke liye. To ye to koi sawal hi nahi hai. So even in the paint life also, and in the shop kirana and in advertising, everything was profitable because it was everything was bootstrapped. In shop kirana, when I was doing it and jab humko scale karna tha ki ab chal isko acha scale karte hain, I thought ki yaar paisa chahiye. Or so I did something creative. It's very interesting, like actually, because like what's really happening in reality in this on this call, I'm actually recalling the journey. So I never thought like I am going to talk about the journey like in this way. So what I did, I knocked like the door of like a couple of investors who said no. So I created a...
Yeah, these were like Indore-based investors.
Yes, Indore-based investors. So everyone said no. Then I met, I went to Bombay. There was like some, I think, NASCOM or Mumbai Angels, something, kuch event. मैंने वहाँ पे भी किया था. I represented it like Paint Life there. Again, I got rejected. There was this guy of Mumbai Angels. At that point of time, he used to work, Ashish Dave. I am still connected with this person, one of the most beautiful person I've met. Because, why it's beautiful? Because I met him around like maybe 10 years back. And this I'm connected from that day itself, and he has seen all the journey of me. So, and that's why I never disconnect with people, because I am always sure that in future, we are going to see some kind of a journey. So, I represented Painter. I got rejected. So what I did, I created a proposal we call initial public offering, right? So what I did initial family offering. So I created IFO. I created a 4-page document, and I explained the vision that what I wanted to do. I explained like ki hamara kya revenue hai, kya number hai, hum kya karna cha rahe hain. To be very honestly, वो जो नंबर मैंने एक्सप्लेन किए थे वो शायद आज हम भी अपने डेक में दिखाने से डरते हैं कि यार ये बकवास लगता है, ये मतलब थोड़ी रियल में बात कर रहा हूँ. बट आई वॉज वेरी आई थिंक इमैच्योर इन अंडरस्टैंडिंग कि नहीं हमको तो हिंदुस्तानी चाहिए. एंड आई रोट दैट नंबर एंड इट वॉज ए वेरी प्रॉपर डॉक्यूमेंटेशन काइंड ऑफ थिंग. इन रियलिटी देयर इज नथिंग डॉक्यूमेंटेशन अबाउट द इन्वेस्टर्स. आई मीन आई एम टॉकिंग लाइक इंस्टेड ऑफ लाइक आस्किंग माई डैड और फैमिली फॉर ए मनी, I am like restructuring in such a way that agar aap help kar rahe ho to aap business ko kar rahe ho, aap mere ko nahi kar rahe. So people loved it. I got money from 10 to 12 family members within like 24 to 48 hours. Some distance relative also sent me amount of money, and I used that money to continue that project. And then while doing that, when I said that mere ko samajh aaya ki like people are going towards kirana stores, they are not going towards online or modern, like 90% still there. So like why this thing is happening? So I realized like my competition is not other online organization or the modern retailers. My competitions are kirana stores. So and when I saw the data, I realized there are 7,000 to 8,000 kirana stores in a city, and there are 9 million kirana stores in this country. I don't think I can like fight with these kirana stores, and I can create a very healthy competition for these kirana stores, because I mean there is a unproportionate number for both the place. And I used to crack a joke at that time always ki jab bolte hain ki yaar aap acha kal ko Amazon aisa karega to kya karoge, aap Big Basket karega to kya karega. And I always say ki see matlab competition aisa kirana store mera online hai hi nahi, matlab maine kaha wo kya kaun kya karega, koi bhi to nahi kar pa raha. Dikkat wahi to hai Hindustan mein, hum basic problem kaise solve hai. So what I did, I converted that model jahan main best price se kharid raha tha, wo karte karte main usko market place pe leke aaya. And then I somehow converted the model into Grofer model. So I made it in Grofer type. And in Grofer, I said that I didn't put money in the logistics because I didn't see this scale in the future. So I have to continue it, but I didn't put money until I figured out what was the next jump. So what I did, instead of like me going there and all, I said, let me create like a seller, because there is demand on the platform. So they make a retailer. They say, you have to deliver it, and we don't have money. तो हमने सब कुछ बना रखा है, तो फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट है, तुम कर लो एंड विल फिगर आउट. सो आई शिफ्टेड दैट थिंग. एंड इस पूरी जर्नी में जब ये चल रहा था तब मेरे एडवर्टीजमेंट भी चल रहा था, राइट. एंड एट दैट पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम मैं एडवर्टीजमेंट में एक बंदे से भी मिला था, और जिसका कैरमल ऑर्गेनिक्स मेरे पास में क्लाइंट आया था. एंड आई स्टार्टेड वर्किंग एंड आई यूज्ड टू लाइक मीट, आई यूज्ड टू सिट विद दिस गाय इन अ मंथ और टू टू डिस्कस न्यू आइडियाज एंड ऑल. एंड उसने मेरे से खूब सारा पूछा मेरे शॉप के लाने के बारे में, तुम कैसे करते हो, क्या चैलेंजेस आ रहे हैं, ये है. एंड आई रियली लव द डिस्कशन व्हेनेवर आई हैड विद दिस गाय बिकॉज आई इट वाज अ वेरी नॉलेजेबल डिस्कशन. तो नॉर्मल होता है व्हेन यू लाइक अंडरस्टैंड ईच अदर्स डीएनए एंड इट्स अ काइंड ऑफ लाइक सेम, सो आप यू कैन एक्चुअली अंडरस्टैंड लाइक फ्रॉम द कॉन्टेक्स्ट पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू और द विजन पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू एंड यू कैन टॉक वेरी बिग थिंग्स ऑल्सो विद द पर्सन. सो आई वॉज वेरी कंफर्टेबल इन टॉकिंग द प्रोजेक्ट्स एंड आइडिया आई वॉज डूइंग what like what I'm trying to do and all. So one day this guy came, after knowing this guy for 1 year, mereko ek saal tak nahi pata tha kaun hai, kya background and all hai. To ek saal baad ye banda mere paas mein aata hai, mereko coffee pe leke jata hai and ek apni kitab notebook kholta hai. And maine aapko ye bhi bataya tha journey mein ki I met a lot of people who offered me a money, who offered me like floor or house or like offices which I never accepted. No one actually offered me the knowledge, like no one. एंड जब वो मैं शॉप किराना में स्ट्रगल कर रहा था कि यार कॉम्पिटिशन ही मेरा किराना है किराना है, सो दिस गाय केम, ही ओपन द नोटबुक, ही ड्रॉ द डायग्राम ऑफ द इंडिया रिटेल एंड ही सेड दिस इज अ $600 billion मार्केट, 92% मार्केट इज कंट्रोल्ड बाय द मॉम एंड पॉप स्टोर एंड देर आर थाउजेंड्स ऑफ ब्रांड्स आउट देयर एंड इट इज वन ऑफ द मोस्ट अनऑर्गेनाइज मार्केट, इट इज वन ऑफ द मोस्ट अनटैप मार्केट इन द होल वर्ल्ड. एंड द बिगेस्ट प्रॉब्लम ऑफ दिस मार्केट इज no one is focusing on connecting the kirana store with the brands, everyone is focusing on connecting the people like you sitting at home. And it really stuck my mind and I said okay. And he said if someone can create a platform, a single platform which connect both the parties, I think it will be a worth an idea to die for, because you will need to spend the whole life actually to do that, because the numbers are 9 million. And why these numbers are very big, because even like after 100 years of Unilever, they are connected with 6 million directly and indirectly. They are also not connected with 9 million. So we are talking about that kind of like scale. I think like within like 5 minutes, I got convinced. Okay. And I said, okay, so what I'm doing, I'm focusing on the direct end consumer. But this guy is showing me a picture that if you like, you cannot kill mom and pop stores. So why not empower mom and pop stores and make them the next level of the like big guy, right? And as an entrepreneur, I like within 5 minutes I said done, I'm going to get this done. I had no idea who this guy was. I just saw this guy as
which year was this?
So this was about 2014. We met in 2013, and from 2013 to 2014 we talked a lot, we did a lot of things. And I think in 2014, in mid of 2014, he came forward and then he said that what if someone can do that and all this thing. So and then I got very curious. Next day I gave him a call that yep, I think you are right. Like Hindustan mein ye nahi chalega jo hum karne ki koshish kar rahe hain, jo aur bhi karne ki koshish kar rahe hain, because everyone is trying to copy and paste the US model. US mein lekin kirana khareedne ke liye jana padta hai to 10-20 kilometer travel karna padta hai. But Hindustan mein, no matter wherever you are sitting, within 15 minutes of walking outside, there is one Indian store, right? So I said, ki, this is so true. I mean, not everything is going to be copy and paste in this country. It has to be like a very hybrid model and different model. And now the whole model was shifted from B2C to B2B, right? And he said, like, what about the structure of the organization of what you are currently operating? And I said, see, I was not like operating and I'm not like running just for like setting out a vision, because I was trying to figure out what's the unlock. I mean, I never like thought about like reaching to millions and millions of customers and do this sale. I was just understanding the pain problem that why people don't buy. And I have like 10 reasons that why people buy now. Because 5,000 people are buying, I know these are the 5 points that's why they are buying. So I have solved something in the psychological way. But after understanding his words and like his knowledge, I realized the biggest vision actually is to empower retailers. I mean, if someone can connect 9 million retailers, and it is going to be a game changer. So next day I gave him a call and I said, like, let's do this. Let's do this very formal way. Let's create a company. Let's create a private limited organization. And I was so convinced. So I said that I was running this company. I was running like Napster Era. I was like trying this project, and I was trying like a few other projects which Napster Era was sponsoring. And when I met this person, and in the next day when I decided to like start working, and he is my co-founder, and this guy, and immediately what I did, I actually stopped and all the operation of all the other thing which I was doing. I shut down all the things. It made me so comfortable that this is the only thing which is going to work in this country. And I'm talking about the 2014, like mid, right? And I never sold in a distribution model. I never knew ki retailer ko saman kaise milta hai. I always knew ki yaar ghar mein humko kirana chahiye hota hai to hum kahan jaate hain, but nahi pata tha kirana wala kahan jata hai, kya problem hai, and all that. So for 2 months we like went to the market, we understanding the realized like, okay, these are the pain problems. इतनी सारी पेन प्रॉब्लम है, तो उसमें से हम एक पकड़ते हैं, विच इज़ लाइक सोर्सिंग. क्योंकि अगर हमने सोर्सिंग सॉल्व कर दिया किसी का, और अगर हमने सामान किसी की दुकान में आना जाना कर दिया, तो शायद हम हजार चीज़ें और कर लेंगे टेक्नोलॉजी की. सो वी स्टार्टेड विद द विजन एंड वी सेड ओके दिस इज द विजन. सो आई विल एक्सप्लेन यू व्हाई आई गॉट कन्विंस्ड एंड व्हाई स्टार्टेड वर्किंग विद दिस पर्सन व्हेन आई सेड नो टू अदर पर्सन, बिकॉज ही वॉज द ओनली पर्सन इन आई थिंक लाइक इन दोज 4-5 years, ही वॉज द ओनली पर्सन हु ऑफर्ड मी द नॉलेज instead of the money or the like other like bullshit thing. He expressed the intention, and then I came to know the background of this person. So the background of this person is, so this guy coming from a very small village in MP, it's a Semli Rupa, it's a very very small village, there's less than 100 families live there. His father runs a kirana store, and his father travels 15 kilometers to Shamgarh every single day to buy grocery for the gaon. And he got out from the village, he studied hard, he wrote GATE, he became gold medalist, number one India ranking. He joined PNG, he started working in a supply chain in PNG. So what in reality, why this guy like came forward with this kind of a thought process is because the person has seen the pain problem of his own father, which is a kirana guy. And then the person, while joining a supply chain, so he used to work in a supply chain of Tide. जो हिंदुस्तान में टाइड आता है, पूरा टाइड प्रोडक्ट आता है, तो ही वॉज द लाइक द सप्लाई चेन गाय फॉर द टाइड. सो ही सॉ द पेन प्रॉब्लम ऑफ वर्ल्ड्स फास्टेस्ट ग्रोइंग FMCG कंपनी ऑल्सो, एंड दैट्स हाउ लाइक ही केम सेड, एंड ही सेड कैन लाइक समवन कनेक्ट बोथ द पार्टीज, दैट माय डैड एंड दिस कंपनी, बिकॉज माय डैड लाइक माय डैड मिलियंस ऑफ पीपल आर ट्रैवलिंग एवरी डे. सो एंड आई थिंक लाइक पीपल कनेक्ट विद द जर्नी, द वे पीपल यूज टू कनेक्ट विद मी, आई कनेक्टेड विद समवन. I like immediately I purchased this thing, and I found, okay, this is really the pain problem. And when I studied like harder, and when I went to the market, I realized there are thousands more problem, but if someone can pick up the sourcing, it can really like change the like whole dynamic. So in 2015 officially December, we registered a company, Shop Kirana E-Trading Private Limited. It was the very first private limited company for like in my life. I mean, I started from proprietorship of Napster Era. So like in 2015 we registered this firm, like 2014 December we registered this firm officially. Like Deepak left his job in PNG, and there's a third partner, Sumit Godawat. I met Sumit via Deepak. Sumit used to work in PNG. Sumit used to work in a product launch team, and Deepak and Sumit knew each other before I knew Sumit, because they used to work in the same company. So the way Deepak was talking to me, in the same way Deepak was talking to the Sumit also. So Deepak was the center of the like the person who connected all three of us. Sumit coming from a business family, and he was also in a PNG. After PNG, he was exploring like certain things, and when they used to talk with each other, they used to discuss about this retail problem and discussion, and we sold this idea, and like Sumit also got sold on the idea, and Sumit also left PNG, and we joined together, and we started like Shop Kirana all together. So this is in like Shop Kirana, obviously this is that particular thing where I think it can like we can do for the whole life. I mean, and that's why like it took me less than 1 day to decide that I'm not going to like run or any other thing. So what are the savings I have? I'll be running on all the money, but I'm not going to like come. I'm not going to let any other thing run to create a monthly kind of a thing. Because I believe like once you find out something, you need to go all in. I think I always had the confidence that no matter like if I fail at any kind of a level, I can always like go back and always do something to get certain kind of like money. So I think it made me like super comfortable. Why I'm saying all this thing, because like when you're really serious about like today, Shop Kirana is at like very different level. I used to fascinate about those like 25 people at the call center, and I used to like really passionately used to admire the entrepreneur or founder of that call center. And today, like in Shop Kirana, there are more than 1,000 people are working. We are doing like more than 500 crore plus sale. So obviously, like coming from that like journey, and like coming to the Indore, and then the college is getting shut down, and like writing CAT, where like I'm getting less than 20%, and then joining hands as a co-founder with those people who actually became the gold medalist and gate topper. So I think like the life, obviously, like once you become an entrepreneur, you start like doing certain things without having like perception that what how others are performing and like doing, and like should I really follow the other structure of like 10 to 5. I think the dots really connect like forward, and like we see this. Okay, it's very interesting.
So you know, how did you start with getting kiranas, and you know, wo kaise traction kaisa raha? Like you know, first year mein kitne kiranas apne sign up kiye, and how did that growth happen?
Right. So humne jab chalu kiya to obviously pehle main like I said, I had zero idea. कि किराना का बिजनेस कैसे होता है. तो लाइक एज ए बिजनेस मेरे को आज भी हम कोई भी प्रोजेक्ट उठाते हैं तो वी डू द सेम थिंग विच वी डिड ऑन द वेरी फर्स्ट डे कि गो एंड मीट द कस्टमर. आई रियलाइज लाइक इन आवर बिजनेस लाइक मीटिंग द कस्टमर्स लाइक फाइंडिंग द कस्टमर इज द बिगेस्ट थिंग इन अ बिजनेस. सो जब मैं एडवर्टीजमेंट वर्क करा था तो मेरे को सबसे बड़ा चैलेंज था कि आज कस्टमर कौन है मेरा, कौन पैसा लगाना चाहता है मार्केटिंग में, राइट. बट इन बी टू बी शॉप किराना आई हैव रियलाइज्ड कि a lot of like bigger things are solved because I know who the customers are. मेरे को पता है कहाँ पे बैठा है और मेरे को पता है क्या खरीदता है और मेरे को पता है कितने प्राइस पे खरीदता है. सो एवरीथिंग इज सो सिंपल. नाउ द रियल चैलेंज इज कैन यू कन्विंस दैट पर्सन टू हैव अ ट्रस्ट ऑन यू और वो उस ट्रस्ट को खत्म करे जो पिछले 5, 7, 10, 15, 20, 25 साल से जिससे वो डील कर रहा है. सो हिंदुस्तान में जो बिजनेस होता है मेरे से मानना रिलेशन पे बहुत होता है, राइट. सो इन बी टू बी इट हैपेंस अ लॉट. A retailer actually is dependent on the distributor because he know that distributor personal level pe. That's why he is connected. A retailer don't switch. No matter like aap kitni achhi pricing doge shuruaat mein koi bhi doge. Retailer aap pe switch nahi hoti dukaan. Kyunki he don't trust you. Ki kal ko aap milenge to kaun dega? Jiska rishta kharab kar diya to wo bhi nahi dega ab to. So that's how like it's been messy, right? So we realize it's a very persistence game. We are dealing with the most non-tech savvy people of our country. Who run the whole shop without using a calculator. So forget about the mobile device and everything. And then in the bright side, we are dealing with one of the most oldest business owner of this country also. So if you give them the real value of a business, they are going to like come on the platform. So what we did, I'll explain the first customer journey also. So we went to a couple of retailers. Everyone said no, because we said, ki yaar aap itne ka khareedte utne ka hum laake denge. And everyone said no, and people were like, yeah, already hai hamare paas mein. Kyunki retail mein kya hota hai, ek weekly beat chalti hai. Parle ka banda Monday ko aayega, Britannia ka Tuesday ko aayega, and Parle wala agle Monday ko aayega. So every like distributor, every brand comes once in a week only. So retailers keeps a stock of a week at least. So that if they run out of stock, so either they have to go to the wholesale market or they have to wait for the guy to come in. There is no technology. There's no mobile ordering and all. I'm talking about the 2015. So we were the very first company who started selling anything online to mom and pop stores in our country. So we said, okay. So a couple of like retailers ke paas mein gaye. People said no because they had the product. So I found like, okay, what is the quickest way to create it? Kyunki pehle din se, I believe on one thing, idea to invoice. So mera aisa manna hai as an entrepreneur, 95% of the like people, if I ask, they have an idea. But when I talk about the execution, like again, like 99% don't have an execution. So I believe your idea bahut hote hain, execution is the game. So I always follow this thing, that idea to invoice, how much time it's taking. कि एक बार आइडिया आ गया तो पहला इनवॉइस कितने दिन में क्रिएट कर सकते हो आप. सो आइडिया आ गया, हमने बात कर ली, सब कुछ हो गया, हमने प्लान कर लिया कितना बड़ा मार्केट है, बट इनवॉइस नहीं बनी आज तक कभी भी किसी की भी. तो हमने प्रॉब्लम समझ ली, सब हो गया. और जब हम इनवॉइस बनाने गए तो हमको 2-3 दिन लोगों ने मना ही किया कि ऐसा हमारे आते हैं बंदे आते रहते हैं. सो आई व्हाट आई डिड, आई फॉलोड वन गाय इन ए होलसेल मार्केट. मैंने देखा एक बंदा निकल रहा है एक होलसेल की दुकान से, एक तेल की पेटी लेके. वो अपने तेल की, उसने पेटी ली, महाकोश का ऑयल था, 720 रुपए का केस आता है, उसने वो लिया, कुछ एक और सामान लिए और वो अपनी लेके चला गया. उसका 5-6 किलोमीटर दूर थी दुकान, मैंने उसको फॉलो किया, उसकी दुकान देखी, एंड एग्जैक्टली आफ्टर 72 आवर्स आई वेंट टू हिज शॉप एंड आई सेड, वी आर ए कंपनी जो मल्टीपल ब्रांड देते हैं, आपको इतने सारे लोगों तक नहीं जाना पड़ेगा, इतना वेट नहीं करना पड़ेगा, और आप हमसे कह सकते हो ब्ला ब्ला ब्ला. एंड ही सेड कि नहीं यार, नहीं 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 नहीं, सेड नो नो नो. आई सेड ओके, आप को मैं, मैंने कहा आप महाकोश का ऑयल कहाँ से लेके आया? ही सेड मैं वहां से लेके आता हूँ, सियागंज से. आई सेड कौन सी शॉप से लेके आया? ही सेड मैं उस शॉप से लेके आया. मैंने कहा कितने प्राइस पे लेके आया? ही सेड मैं इतने प्राइस पे लेके आया. आई सेड मैं एग्जैक्टली आपको इसी पे लाके, उसी से लाके आपको देता हूँ, बट आपके पेट्रोल का खर्चा बचा रहा हूँ, आपको जाने की जरूरत नहीं है. मैंने कहा यही तो ऐड है कि मैं नहीं चाहता आप दुकान पे अपनी छोटी सी गाड़ी लेके निकलो, आप मेरे को बताओ, मैं लाके दूंगा, सेम ही प्राइस है, आप ही का जानकर है ना, आपको पता है, तो प्राइस में भी मैं आपसे कभी नहीं कमाऊंगा. Can you make an invoice? It was the very first invoice I have created. And I sold that story to so many people in my company. Kyaar, humari invoice big gai. And which people got sold. And in the next day, everyone went to the market. So we were around like 8 to 10 people, including the operation and sales, everything. Humne aise 5-10 logon ke saath mein chalu kiya kaam. Aur sabhi jaake sales wale the. Sabhi jaake delivery wale the. सभी जाके परचेज वाले थे. सो पीपल यूज टू वर्क इन अ रेली रेस. सो इन द मॉर्निंग फ्रॉम 10 to 3 or 4 दे यूज टू गो टू द रिटेल स्टोर्स, दे यूज टू पिच द आइडिया, और वो उनसे कागज पे या मोबाइल एप्लीकेशन पे. सो पहले हमने मोबाइल एप्लीकेशन जो इंस्टॉल लॉन्च करी थी, बट हमने उसको 3 महीने तक हम उसको डिप्लॉय नहीं कर पाए, बिकॉज आई बिलीव कि टेक्नोलॉजी शुड मेक योर लाइफ सिंपलर, नॉट टफर. सो अगर मेरी मोबाइल एप्लीकेशन से इंसान उससे कम समय में कागज पे ऑर्डर लिख के दे सकता है, तो हम तब तक एप्लीकेशन डिप्लॉय नहीं करेंगे. सो वी इट वाज लाइक हमारा एक डिसीजन था कि हम मोबाइल एप्लीकेशन शुड बी फास्टर देन राइटिंग ऑन ए पीस ऑफ पेपर. सो वी केम अप विद दिस थॉट प्रोसेस दैट 3 क्लिक 3 क्लिक की 3 क्लिक में बात हो सकता है. सो इट टुक अस लाइक 2-3 मंथ्स, बट फाइनली वी डिप्लॉय इन द मार्केट. सो दैट्स ऑल, लाइक वी स्टार्टेड ऑफ लाइक 10 पीपल. वी यूज्ड टू गो, वी यूज्ड टू टेक द ऑर्डर ऑफ द रिटेलर, एंड देन वी यूज्ड टू गिव दैट ऑर्डर टू द होलसेलर. वी यूज्ड टू बाय फ्रॉम द होलसेलर बाय गिविंग हिम अ कैश. And we used to deliver on maybe on like smaller autos. हमने उस time पे ओला उबर बहुत आई थी हिंदुस्तान के अंदर, तो बहुत सारे कूपन देते थे, तो हमने बहुत सारी deliveries free में करी है ओला उबर के अंदर भी. हमारे पास बहुत सारे सो कस्टमर यूज कि वाह यार ये बड़ी बड़ी सी कंपनी है कि एक टाटा इंडिगो लेके आया कोई डिलीवरी करने के लिए. वी एक्साइटेड ऑब्वियसली, वी वांटेड टू टेस्ट द टीयर 2 मार्केट, टीयर 1 मार्केट ऑल्सो. वी स्टार्टेड फ्रॉम इंदौर. There's another day story I will share why we picked up tier 2 versus tier 1. But we tested the market in Bombay. In Bombay, we also use the same thought process. Like there's a company called, I think they're still working, Portio or something. They recently launched and they had this bug in their application where they used to charge from A point to B point, right? So they used to charge from A point to B point to C point to D point. And that's how like people used to charge. So, but their bug was if you go from A point to B point and come back again to A point. So for them, it's basically the trip has ended because you have reached to the same destination, right? So, but we use the same vehicle to purchase the product from the supplier to come back to the same warehouse, which actually ended the trip. And then we started the delivery. So in reality, we did maybe like 25 deliveries, but Porter used to give us like 1 delivery bill, which actually made the driver very angry because see, normal the company chalu hoti hai technology pe, to wo hoti hai jo tech keh raha hai wahi hai sab, right? Aur usko driver ko pata hai ki yaar tech beokoof bana raha hai, aur hum bhi keh rahe hain yaar dekho tech keh raha hai wahi hai. Aur wo Porter wala company wala bhi keh raha hai yaar dekho hum kya hi kar sakte hain, tech hai to hai. And we were so happy. हमने कहा यार मतलब इसीलिए नहीं बनती है कंपनियां कि यार people should actually interfere. So it's never about that. And we use this philosophy in shop kirana. हमने कभी भी tech के भरोसे को कंपनी को खराब नहीं होने दिया. Because see what happens, like a lot of things happens. ठीक है, tech fail हो जाएगा, order गलत लग जाएंगे, price कम हो जाएगा, भर भर के, और हम B2B में है, और B2B में तो 10 पैसा भी गलत डल गया तो आपको लाखों रुपए का ऑर्डर एकदम से आ सकते हैं, बट उसमें मेरा लाखों का नुकसान है, तो हम कैंसिल मार देते हैं कि यार गलती हो गई थी। तो लोग बहुत चिल्लाते हैं कि यार ये कौन सी कंपनी है, गलती हमने हो गई यार, इंसान काम कर रहे हैं। मैंने कहा यार देखो B2B में टू वे रिलेशन है, सो नो मैटर इवन टुडे इफ यू हैव लाइक मोर देन 50,000 एंड वी हैव लाइक 1 लाख साइनअप्स, जिसमें हम 50,000 करीब करीब हम एक्टिव रखते हैं अभी तक रिटेलर, तो भली 50,000 भी रिटेलर है बट कोई तो है इंसान, भली वो कस्टमर केयर हो, कि यार इट्स ए टू वे रिलेशन, कि यार कस्टमर को भी हमसे अच्छे से बिहेव करना पड़ेगा और हमको भी कस्टमर से, बिकॉज इट्स ए B2B एंड इट्स ए लाइफ लॉन्ग जर्नी। So we थोड़ा सा hard level पे customer से भी, and I feel कि that's a genuine way of talking with like human beings. So instead of like putting up a voice machine, if you talk on a like genuine human language, then it works. So we started from Indore. हमने शुरुआत के अंदर पहले 100 retailers से experiment किया, उन 100 को हमने 2-3 brands के 2-3-5-6 products बेचे, वहाँ से हमको कुछ एक pain problem समझ में आई, and we wanted to solve the pain problem, and simultaneously we wanted to make sure this business makes sense or not. क्योंकि आज तक कोई नहीं कर पाया था ये, तो हमको लगा यार खाली पेन प्रॉब्लम का नहीं है, मतलब सेंस भी आना चाहिए बिजनेस वे पे।
आपका बेसिक ऑफरिंग क्या था, दैट यू फॉर अ किराना वाला कि यू ऑर्डर एंड विद इन वन डे यू विल गेट योर गुड्स,
राइट? राइट, सो वी यूज्ड टू गेट, राइट, सो विद इन 24 आवर्स आप ले सकते हैं गुड्स,
एंड यू वुड चार्ज लाइक अपफ्रंट पेमेंट या क्रेडिट भी देते थे?
नहीं नहीं, हम कैश पे काम करते थे पूरा। हमको मार्केट में जाने के बाद पता लगा कि मार्केट 97% तो उधार पे चलता है, बट वी सेड कि यार हम कहाँ से लेंगे उधार, हम तो हमारे पास में नहीं है उधार, सो हमारे पास में था ही नहीं तो हमने कभी दिया ही नहीं, एंड विच बिकेम अवर स्ट्रेंथ, सो ऑल द ट्रांजेक्शन विच वी डू टूडे इट्स ऑल लाइक देयर इज नो क्रेडिट। सो हमको रियलाइज हुआ कि यार वो एक अच्छी थी हमारे लिए, बिकॉज एज ए कंपनी वी विजन इज टू डू $1 billion सेल्स, बट हाउ कैन आई गिव लाइक $1 billion क्रेडिट, आई कैनॉट, there are banks are going to be willing credit. So market में जो उधार देता है वो एक individual distributor देता है जिसकी जितनी capacity होती है, ये 50 lakh देता है, कोई 1 crore देता है, तो हम मेरे को logically ही नहीं सही लगा कि यार मैं दे ही नहीं सकता वो तो जितना हमको business करना है।
तो फिर why did the kirana stores switch to you जब आप credit नहीं दे रहे थे?
Right, तो किराना guys switched to us because of the, again like I said, there is a pain problem is the same कि यार उनको 7-7 दिन wait करना पड़ता है, और हमारे साथ में अच्छी बात ये हो गई कि जो किराना दुकान पे ऑर्डर लेने जा रहा है ना इंसान, वो खुश ही नहीं है आज भी हिंदुस्तान में। मतलब यूनिलीवर, ITC, P&G की सबसे बड़ी पेन प्रॉब्लम ये है कि सेल्स की टीम ही नहीं जाती है दुकानों पे। मतलब हिंदुस्तान में करोड़ों किराना दुकानें हैं बट लोग नहीं है, मतलब कहाँ। और फॉर एग्जाम्पल इफ आई गिव द पेन प्रॉब्लम की जैसे बजाज एलमंड है या मेडिमिक्स करके एक साबुन है, तो मेडिमिक्स का जो डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर है, अब वो इंदौर जैसा शहर मेडिमिक्स बेचता है 20 लाख रुपए का, ठीक है? अब जब 20 लाख रुपए में 2 डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर बन गए मान के चलो 10-10 लाख के, अब 10 लाख रुपए के लिए जब वो लड़कों को भेजता है दुकानों पे, और जब वो लड़के 300 रुपए का बिल बना के आते हैं तो उसके ROI नहीं बैठती उसको डिलीवर करने की, तो वो क्या करते हैं, वो जाते ही नहीं रिटेल दुकानों पे, वो होलसेल में चले जाते हैं जो बड़े पे जाएंगे। तो रिटेल पे तो कभी होता ही नहीं है आज तक, मतलब रिटेलिंग होती नहीं है और हर कंपनी इसी से परेशान थी। तो हमने कहा यार वी वांट टू बी द फर्स्ट रिटेलिंग कंपनी, तो हम डील ही नहीं फेंकेंगे, हम होलसेलर नहीं पकड़े, हम प्योर रिटेलिंग करेंगे कि यार आपका दुकानों तक पहुंचा देंगे हम, तो स्केल करेंगे, आपका नेटवर्क अच्छा रहेगा।
तो व्हेन डिड यू स्टार्ट टाइंग अप विद कंपनी, मतलब शुरू में तो आप डायरेक्टली होलसेलर से खरीद रहे थे?
ऑब्वियसली शुरुआत में तो हम होलसेलर से करते थे सारा, हमने आसपास की किराना दुकान से उठा के एक दूसरी किराना दुकान को भी दिया है सामान, बिकॉज अंटिल अनलेस यू हैव अ परचेसिंग पावर ऑब्वियसली आपको कोई भी ट्रेड नहीं करेगा। नो मैटर लाइक हम शुरुआत से ही कर रहे थे, बट हमने लाइक ऑब्वियसली लाइक नो ब्रांड्स एंटरटेन्ड अस इन द बिगनिंग, सो बट वी हैड दिस कन्विक्शन कि यार हो जाएगा। पीपल एट दैट पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम पीपल ऑब्वियसली लाफ बिकॉज वी वर डीलिंग विद नॉन टेक सेवी पीपल, एंड लोगों ने हमको यही बोला कि यार जब हिंदुस्तान में अपने जैसे समझदार लोग, एंड इट वॉज वेरी जेन्युइन क्वेश्चन, लाइक वन ऑफ द इन्वेस्टर आज मी ओके डू यू बाय ग्रॉसरी ऑनलाइन, एंड आई सेड नो, so he said then how your retailer is going to buy grocery online, kyunki aap to samajhdar ho aapke haath mein mobile bhi hai, and it really stuck my brain, and I said and I replied to that investor and I said I don't buy grocery online because people maybe like other companies didn't work in a right manner to change my behavior, so I'm going to change the behavior of my retailer. So humne ek sales, hamari badi hardcore sales hoti hai aur hamari sales kafi aisi hoti hai, hum bolte hain ki there is a infinite time टू मीट अ कस्टमर, टू कन्विंस अ कस्टमर, तो ऐसा नहीं है कि आपको एक डील में क्लोज करना है और आपको ये उसको ये चीज़ बतानी ही है रिटेलर को। सो व्हेन अ टीम गोज देयर एंड द रिटेलर अगर बोल देता है कि यार हम अभी बात नहीं कर रहे आपसे बाद में आ जाना, तो वो बाद में चलाता है, वो बाद में चलाता है, वो बाद में चलाता है, वो कहता है कल आना, वो कल चलाता है, और वो 3 से 4 विजिट के बाद में जो एग्जीक्यूटिव होता है, एंड वी ट्रेन दिस गाय टू से दिस थिंग, सो आफ्टर 3-4 विजिट वो उस रिटेलर को, उस कस्टमर को बोलता है कि सर देखो मेरे को पता है आप मेरे को ऐसी भेज रहे हो, और मैं आपको ये दिखाऊंगा कि दोनों में से कौन जिद्दी है, क्योंकि मैं तो आऊंगा जीवन भर आपके, क्योंकि यार मैं सशक्तिकरण करने आया हूँ आपके, और ये सशक्तिकरण काम ऐसा है कि जब तक मैं आपको पहला ट्रांजेक्शन नहीं करूंगा ना, आपको आपको लगेगा मैं कहानियां सुना रहा हूँ, तो अनटिल अनलेस आप नहीं एक्सपीरियंस करो, आपको नहीं पता लगेगा कि यार ये तो ऐसे आते रहते हैं, तो आप इतना भी बुलाओगे ना मैं हमेशा ही आता रहूंगा, तो क्या होता है, सी वी आर टॉकिंग विद ह्यूमंस राइट, सो व्हेन आई सेड इट्स अ पीपल गेम, इट्स रियली अ पीपल गेम, सो यू नीड टू कनेक्ट विद कस्टमर्स, सो दिस इज नॉट अ रिटेलर, इट्स अ ह्यूमन बीइंग सिटिंग देयर, सो व्हेन यू टॉक इन ह्यूमन लैंग्वेज विद अ कस्टमर, ईदर ही स्माइल और गिव यू ऑर्डर, और वो गुस्सा होकर आपको ऑर्डर दे देता है, सो वंस ही गिव एन ऑर्डर, सो बेसिकली नाउ दिस गाय डेटा इज नाउ कनेक्टेड इन आवर डेटाबेस, और हम ऐसा बोलते हैं कि यार एक बार हमको किसी ने गलती से भी ऑर्डर दे दिया ना, तो वो जा तो नहीं रहा जीवन भर, बिकॉज नाउ वी नो द पेन पॉइंट ऑफ दैट कस्टमर, कि यार उसका पेन पॉइंट क्या है, क्योंकि हमको पेन्स पता है उसके इतने सारे, तो हमको तो सिर्फ फर्स्ट ट्रांजेक्शन चाहिए, एंड दैट्स हाउ लाइक वी गो, सो नाउ इन द बिगिनिंग देयर वाज अ टीम, देन हमने पहले 100-150 लोग बनाए, उन पे रिटेलिंग पे वर्क किया, देन वी सॉल्व पेन प्रॉब्लम, हमको पता लग गया कि हाँ मतलब डिमांड तो है, और 100-150 में हमको ये पता लग गया कि डिमांड की क्वेश्चन नहीं है, देयर इज अ ह्यूज डिमांड, एक्चुअली काफी बड़ी डिमांड है, कस्टमर की भी दिक्कत नहीं है, कोई कस्टमर भी पता है, जो दिक्कत है वो ये है कि प्रोडक्ट जो आप ए पॉइंट से बी पॉइंट पहुंचा रहे हो, क्या वो पैसा कमा के दे रहा है या नहीं दे रहा, उसमें पैसा कितना जला रहे हो, क्योंकि डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर एक लिमिट के बाद में काम नहीं कर पाता, और इसीलिए इतने सारे डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर है हिंदुस्तान में, सो देर इज नो वन डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर फॉर द होल कंट्री, एंड दे कैन बी लाइक मेनी रीजन, सो ऐसा नहीं है लोगों के पास में पैसा नहीं है, पैसा है पर बेसिकली मॉडल नहीं है, सो वी वर्क, वी स्टेड इन इंदौर फॉर 3 years, हमने पहले बिलीवर्स को पिच किया, ऑब्वियसली बिकॉज दिस इन द बिगिनिंग व्हेन यू वांटेड टू सॉल्व द यूनिट इकोनॉमिक्स, इट रिक्वायर्स अ लॉट ऑफ मनी आल्सो टू सॉल्व द यूनिट इकोनॉमिक्स, बिकॉज इट रिक्वायर्स अ सर्टेन लेवल टू एक्चुअली रीच टॉक अबाउट द यूनिट इकोनॉमिक्स, सो हमने 6-7 महीने पहले खुद का पैसा लगाया, फिर हमने एंजल इन्वेस्टमेंट उठाया, एंड सुमित इज द पर्सन हु वर्क्स फॉर द फंडिंग इन्वेस्टमेंट इन शॉप किराना, एंड ही हैज बीन लाइक डूइंग फ्रॉम द डे वन, so we met amazing people, we met in a journey, we met like Samsung senior vice president, we met Cadbury senior vice president, these are these people have become the angel investor, and when these people become angel investor, it gives a very high like conviction to you also, because this is a very hardcore money of these people, and like if I'm saying that the senior ex vice president of Cadbury invested in Shop Kirana, so it proves that he understands like the supply chain of FMCG better than anyone else, and if he is investing in the new company which is solving the same customer problem, then obviously this is worth like going forward. So instead of money, I have this belief, Akshay, and I believe a lot of time like we hear ki yaar like paisa nahi hai, paisa nahi hai, people say a lot, but I always say it back that paisa bahut hai Hindustan mein, believers nahi hai. मतलब जब फ्लिपकार्ट खड़ा हुआ तो ऐसा नहीं कि रिलायंस नहीं था, टाटा नहीं था, बिना एवरी वन वॉज देयर एंड दे आर स्टिल देयर, मतलब हिंदुस्तान में पैसे की कमी नहीं है, हिंदुस्तान में बिलीवर्स की कमी है, मतलब लोगों को बिलीव नहीं होता कि यार छोटे टाउन आके ये कोई 7,000 crore की कंपनी खड़ी कर देगा क्या, एंड यू वोंट बिलीव लाइक व्हेन पीपल रिजेक्टेड ऑन अ फेसेस बाय सेइंग दैट यार टीयर 2 में कैसे चलेगा, एंड आई लाफ एंड आई सेड कि यार मतलब सी द कंपनीज विच I admire like Unilever, where 90% of the people don't even know who the founder of Unilever. And that's why I admire Unilever. Because when you make a company, you need to make it like a machine, which runs 24/7 without you. So, agar aap hi company ho, toh wo company nahi hai. Matlab aap Instagram page chalao, wo zyada achha hai. So, I believe ki, I used to love this company, and I love Apple and all this company. And main jitni bhi companyon ko pyar karta ho na, mere ko pata hai ki, and in India also, I love Reliance. I love Tata. And the common thing about these companies, and I'm talking about a very well-established company, right? These are 550 years old organization. And these companies fascinate me because these people really found a big way, which was a hack. Ki yaar ye jahan se paida hui thi na, ye bade shahar ne move kiya. Inhone shahar bata diya wahan pe. So like Jamshedpur, right? I mean, when you talk about the Xerox, when you talk about like these companies, like they have actually brought the whole world there, not with a new generation entrepreneur that after raising like 6-10 crore, they are moving their bases from one city to a very big like Bangalore or something by understanding that yahan pe zyada log hain paisa. See, paisa bahut hai Hindustan mein, it's a believers. So, हमारा ऐसा था कि यार हम tier 2 से तो नहीं निकलेंगे, and we will become the leader of the tier 2 and we'll show actually कि ऐसा नहीं है, कि it's never about the like.
So, why did you decide tier 2 instead of tier 1? मतलब आपने बॉम्बे में भी एक्सपेरिमेंट किया, तो वो क्या रिजल्ट मिला?
सो बॉम्बे में जब एक्सपेरिमेंट किया तो आई फाउंड कि लाइक बॉम्बे के अंदर जो पेन प्रॉब्लम हम जो सॉल्व करने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं, जो ब्रांड साइड से जो हमको पैसा देगा, क्योंकि रिटेलर हमको पैसा नहीं देगा कभी भी, पैसा जिसके पास में है वो ब्रांड है, राइट? तो रिटेलर तो और सस्ता मांगेगा हमसे, लेकिन पैसे वाला बंदा कौन है चेन में? तो पैसे वाला बंदा है कंपनी, जैसे यूनिलीवर, आईटीसी, पीएनजी, तो ये हमको पैसा देंगे, पर ये पैसा हमको इतने इस शहर में शायद नहीं देंगे, क्योंकि ये कंपनियां, कोई भी हिंदुस्तान में कोई ब्रांड आता है तो सबसे पहले इन्हीं शहरों पे जाके बैठता है और यहाँ पे बैठा लेता है, राइट? लेकिन इसके नीचे नहीं पहुंच पाता, टीयर टू में नहीं पहुंच पाता, थ्री में नहीं पहुंच पाता, वे 70% ऑफ द पीपल आर लिविंग, राइट? बट देर इज नो सप्लाई चेन, देर इज नो लाइक डेलमोंटे, लाइक इन इंदौर में डेलमोंटे, मतलब मैं आपको मेडिमिक्स, एवरीवन नो मेडिमिक्स, राइट? पूरे हिंदुस्तान मेरे ख्याल से जानता होगा, बट 20 लाख में से 10-12 लाख की सेल तो शॉप किराना कर देता है मेडिमिक्स की इंदौर में, और शॉप किराना 2-3 साल पहले ही तो पैदा हुआ था, राइट? सो द प्रॉब्लम इज कि जो रीच है जो टीयर वन के बाद में वो है ही नहीं कंपनीज की, एंड इट्स अ वेरी स्ट्रगलिंग वे, क्योंकि एवरीथिंग लाइक नथिंग इज कनेक्टेड विद द डेटा, नथिंग इज कनेक्टेड विद द टेक्नोलॉजी, कहीं ट्रांसपेरेंसी नहीं है, तो कुछ भी नहीं है. तो हमने भी रियलाइज किया मे बी लाइक इन फ्यूचर वी विल कम टू द टीयर वन, बट आई थिंक लाइक एज अ बिजनेस सेंस आई फाइंड लाइक टीयर टू इज द बिगेस्ट मार्केट विच इज अनटैप्ड, एंड जहाँ पे लाइक लोग फोकस भी नहीं करते हैं, लाइक इट बिकम्स वेरी नॉन पेनिट्रेटेड.
यू वर टेलिंग मी अबाउट योर फंडिंग जर्नी, तो आपने फिर 6 महीने खुद चलाया, फिर नेक्स्ट 6 मंथ्स एंजल से आपने फंडिंग उठाई, फिर
सो वी रेज्ड फ्रॉम लाइक एंजल्स, एंड देन वी सो व्हेनेवर वी रेज्ड एनी काइंड ऑफ लाइक इन्वेस्टमेंट इन अ जर्नी, वी ऑलवेज केम अप विद अ माइलस्टोन दैट, एंड वी ऑलवेज विद अ व्हाई वी आर रेजिंग इट. सो वी नेवर रेज्ड जस्ट फॉर द रेजिंग, एंड एज अ लाइक फाउंडर्स वी ऑल्सो बिलीव दैट रेजिंग इन्वेस्टमेंट शुड नॉट बी सेलिब्रेटेड, बिकॉज इट्स लाइक यू आर प्रूविंग दैट यू आर अनेबल टू like generate a profit from your company, so that you need to sell your own equity. Obviously, it's a very big difference how you see things. But obviously, we also understand that the bigger the vision is, the more the investment you are going to take if you want to speed up the process. It's not like we need to spend like 50 years in our life to reach to that point, if we can like get like in 5 years. So funding was that kind of milestone. So we raised from angel investment. Why that we will actually reach to couple of brands जो हमको शायद contract कर ले हमसे, और हमको एक बार कागज पे लिख के दे दे कि यार वो हमको 10% दे देंगे या 5% मार्जिन दे देंगे, because उससे पहले हम सिर्फ wholesale से उठा के देते थे, तो there was no one at the back end जो हमको शायद मार्जिन देगा, हमको ही कमाएगा. So we raised from major investment, we closed that, and then we raised seed investment. So we raised seed investment from Incubate Fund. We met now Murakami is the like partner in Incubate Fund. We met like Incubate Fund in Bangalore in one and only event where we all together went. हम पूरी ही जीवन में अपने 6 साल के हम कोई इवेंट में स्टॉल लगाने एक ही बार गए हैं, और वो भी तीनों ही एक साथ गए हैं, और वहाँ पे हम एक बंदे से मिलते हैं, और सुमित एक्चुअली इज वन ऑफ द मोस्ट पेशेंस गाय आई हैव एवर सीन. ही स्टेड कनेक्टेड विद दिस गाय नाउ मुरकमी पेशेंसली फॉर 1 year, एंड आफ्टर 1 year वी क्लोज्ड सीड इन्वेस्टमेंट. So obviously, I am talking about just one person. So just imagine how many person he must have been like connected for 1 year. So and when I say that this is a patience game, and I personally don't have that patience, and that's why I don't go for the investment, because what you do, you actually judge people then, and maybe like you come up with a very different kind of a thought process. Maybe you try to meet some other person also, and then you also. So we actually divided our work in that way where it accelerate our skill set. And that's why I handle the execution in like Shop Kirana. I handle the people part in Shop Kirana.
Okay. So Sumit looks after fundraise, you look after...
Fundraise like is... Yeah, like Sumit is the... Deepak basically handles the business operations of the organization. And Deepak is the operational guy.
Okay. Theek hai. Info Edge funding kaise hui phir?
When we raise seed investment, so humne seed investment raise isi baat pe... यही सोच के किया था कि यार लेट्स प्रूव द मॉडल, यूनिट इकोनॉमिक्स प्रूव करते हैं, शहर बर्न नहीं करना चाहिए उस नंबर तक, एंड देन वी मेड इट पॉसिबल. वी हैव जस्ट वन वेयर हाउस, वी वर डूइंग आई थिंक लाइक अप्रॉक्सीमेटली 1 crore काइंड ऑफ ए सेल अ मंथ एट दैट पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम. 1 crore के आसपास ही थे, एंड शायद 6-7 महीने से थे. वी नेवर एक्चुअली वेंट टूवर्ड्स हाई स्केलिंग, क्योंकि हमारा थॉट कुछ अलग था, हमारा था कि हमको कुछ प्रूव करना है, उसके बाद में स्केल करने के लिए अलग हम जाएंगे. सो इट्स नॉट लाइक एवरी मंथ यू नीड टू डू स्केल. सो वी क्विकली केम अप विथ 1 crore a month नंबर, and we sustain on that number for 6-8 months to do the like correction in the bottom line, to understand the do the innovation, the lean model, operational, and we came up with a innovation of zero inventory model. We came up with the innovation in that like seed investment of that the thought process ki saman jo shahar ko khana hai ya chahiye wo 90% shahar mein hi hai. So I don't find is a business logic to buy a shaving cream, to pick up a shaving cream from a Bangalore warehouse and deliver in my house in Indore when I know ki do gali piche to pada tha wo itni kyun mehnat kar. So as a business person it doesn't make any sense. To hum B2B mein humko pata hai ki saman shahar mein hi hai to aapko saman khareedne ki zarurat nahi hai usse. So can like we build a technology and connect that technology with the people by connecting with the brands. So we stayed in Indore, humne nahi kiya kahin bhi scale. We have heard a lot from like our own ecosystem ki yaar paisa uthaya seed investment utha liya humko aage badhna chahiye aur scale karna chahiye, people want to see scale and all. And I am still today like when people say, and I'm saying from the day one that there is no hurry because hum sirf samajhne ki koshish karo log solve kya karne ki koshish kar rahe hain. See hum sai media dekhte to humko lagta zarur hai ki yaar bahut zyada panic hai, bahut zyada sab hyper bhag rahe hain, but nahi ho raha kisi se. Hum like $600 billion market ki baat kar rahe hain, matlab Reliance तक से भी नहीं हुआ है अभी तक. आप समझने की कोशिश करो, मतलब पूरे ही ई कॉमर्स मिला के 1.5% कर पाई है. सो इट्स अ वेरी बिग जर्नी और ये पैसों से सॉल्व नहीं होनी है, क्योंकि पैसों से हो रही होती तो पैसा था हिंदुस्तान में. ये सिर्फ नई इनोवेशन और वो से होगी. एंड व्हेन आई रीड अबाउट द लास्ट 100 ईयर्स इनोवेशन इन रिटेल, दीज आर वेरी माइक्रो इनोवेशन. तो ऐसा कोई चमत्कार नहीं हुआ कुछ भी कभी भी. सो किसी ने कार्ड डाल दी, किसी ने बार कोड इन्वेंट किया, किसने किया कि दीज आर स्मॉल इनोवेशन विच नीड्स टू बी फॉलोड फॉर द नेक्स्ट मोर 100 ईयर्स टू चेंज द इंडिया रिटेल मे बी. तो हम उस थॉट प्रोसेस पे वर्क कर रहे थे. हमने लाइक ब्रेक इवन काइंड ऑफ लाइक एक हफ्ते प्रूव किया. And then we went forward to raise a series A. We met obviously like our investor the Incubate Fund. So with that like references, we went forward in the community of raising investors and all. So there was 2-4 calls before we actually we have been called as Info Edge headquarter. पर उससे पहले एक आई भी थे शायद, उन्होंने हमसे 2-3 कॉल पे ही कई चीज़ें समझ ली थी. And then it interested them and they called us the office obviously like that meeting becomes always like that fundraising meetings becomes kind of like confidential always, but there are like some beautiful moments of that meeting that in the first meeting with the Sanjeev Bikhchandani, he got convinced and within 10 minutes he sent like founders outside and he said like give us 10 minutes and we'll call you back. And after 10 minutes, he called back and he said, yes, we guys are interested. So let's do this. And like to be very honestly, I think within like that, like 30 seconds, it looks like aap shayad pure jeevan bhar jise kaam ke liye kar rahe the, wo shayad 30 seconds mein kisne haake se bhar di. Right. So because like in fundraising, you hear a lot of no's and you hear like maybe like an exponential number of no's, actually rejections. And then like someone like of that status. And so why Sanjeev? Because like I've been admiring Sanjeev from my childhood, and I always say that I was when I was in 7th class, he started this company, and today actually he is one of the largest investor of my company. So that kind of like again the thought process and that the journey part, it makes like an entrepreneur I think like extremely happy than other metrics. And the second thing why we were very excited, because He is not just an investor. He is an entrepreneur first and then became the investor. I mean, he created a $3 billion company, and there are more 2-3 more $1 billion companies under him, and like under FOH portfolio. And then in FMCG, we were the very first company. So again, it's again a validation for the idea that yep, if someone can become $1 billion from the FOH portfolio in FMCG, we can be that organization. So we got like that open hand. Like when that kind of thought process, so we raised Info Edge a series A from Info Edge and Better Capital and like a couple of more investors or existing investors also invested in that round. But we raised just to test something else again, like I said. So whenever we raise, we first come up with a why, that why we are raising it, so that every like investors and us also have a clear understanding that we are going, what we are going to achieve. So we came up with a why and we said that see, this model is working very fine now in Indore. We have worked from like most 3 years. We have did like everything is possible at our level, and now it's working. But now the challenge is, can this model work by replicating also. So, जब स्केल की बात करते हैं बिजनेसेस तो लोग कॉपी पेस्ट की बात करते हैं, राइट? द स्केल वी केम अप विद अ थॉट कि यार हम कॉपी पेस्ट नहीं करेंगे, हम रेप्लिकेट करेंगे.
व्हाट इज द रेप्लिकेट मॉडल?
राइट. सो अक्षय, लाइक इन रेप्लिकेट मॉडल, सो व्हाट वी हैव सीन, आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू नेम कंपनीज, बट इफ यू ब्रिंग एनी बैलेंस शीट और पी एन एल अकाउंट ऑफ एनी ई कॉमर्स ऑर्गेनाइजेशन, सो यू आर गोना सी दैट 80% ऑफ द रेवेन्यू of these companies are coming from the top two cities maximum, and rest 20% is coming from the rest of the 20 cities, right? So what we realized that this is not the scale a businessman would do in his life, because there is a cost involved, right? Because there is a cost of people and cost of operating into that particular region. So we said that can we create a playbook which can help us in doing certain kind of a, like maybe launching certain kind of a modules in such a way that whatever the city is doing, like whatever the in-law is doing in terms of numbers and in terms of unit economics, can the another city also do the same thing? Because we are into tier 2 city, right? And in tier 2, like most of the like costing are the same, right? I mean, and there's a huge also in terms of size of a city, in terms of traveling and logistically. I mean, we in Indore, within 20 minutes, you can cross the entire city. But in Bangalore, you can't even think about this, right? So when it comes to doing a business, and it's not like Indore is a small place. Like Indore itself is doing 1300 to 1400 crores kind of a transactions a month. And out of that, 500 to 600 crores of grocery transactions are happening in the city. So even the smallest city also do very crazy numbers, right? So when if any business wants to prove or any business wants to solve any kind of like problem, they, like I always believe that you don't need to scale to the entire country to actually figure out the value which you're going to give, right? So we said we created a playbook, we replicated a model, we launched cities within 7 days, and it was just in like very lean team, like 2 to 3 people, that's it. And the task of these people were to travel the cities, stay in that city for 72 hours, and hire 50 plus people, take a hub, warehouse, assign vendors, and create a sales, like the temporary channel, which actually goes to the market and onboard retailers and work with the marketing team to execute the information of the communication. So, I mean, these are kind of like macro things. And then obviously there are a lot of like payments also involved, and the person needs to obviously spend like a couple of amount to do like buy stuff and take a warehouse and brokerage and all this thing. And so we create a decentralized communication and decentralized decision making, and only because we had this playbook. So we knew that this task required this kind of like timeline, and this is the vendor, and this is the bottleneck can come up, and this is the helpline which he can get access to. And that's how like within 72 hours, this one person was launching cities back to back. It was a very crazy thing, because we believe that in this industry, obviously like we are super connected with the competition, like super connected with the like people who are doing great in these business. I mean, when I talk about Walmart or Metro, when a Walmart comes into a city, it takes them 3 years to actually start making an invoice. So I said that the biggest strength of a startup is having a lean team and reducing the timeline. So because a Walmart needs to do a very heavy thing and heavy cost structure, and that's the like guidelines. But as a startup, we can actually go and launch within 7 days, because within 7 days, if we implement these modules, and in next 30 days, if it's giving the same number which Indore has come in last 3 years, I think then obviously like the model business is ready to scale. So what we did, we didn't raise seed from Info Edge. We raised Series A from Info Edge. And in, after raising Series A investment, we tried this particular model into Bhopal and Jaipur. Within 14 days and 7 days, we were doing like, we started like doing like crazy business in Jaipur. And if I give you like snapshot of the achievements, obviously, like because I've explained the whole journey of selling the wallpapers to actually reaching there and this kind of a transactions. So like I mean, first month, we gave a dent of 3 to 4 crores to Reliance Retail in Jaipur. And we gave it for the next 6 months continuously. Reliance fired almost like 25 to 35 people in that 6 period of timeline because they were unable to match the numbers. And and the reason is because it's not humans who are working there. Obviously, like people were responsible for executing the stuff, but it was more about first finding out for the first 3 to 4 years that what's really can actually scale pretty quickly, which can actually give the value, and we can and you can do that in the lowest cost possible way. So we implemented both the things in Jaipur and Bhopal. We started capturing the very good market share.
This was which year?
This was around 1.5 years back. So after Series A. And
why are you comparing with Reliance Retail? They have a cash and carry there. You're comparing with that or you're comparing with the...
No. So I'm comparing basically. So Reliance have like different modules. One is Reliance Retail and second is Reliance Fresh. And these two stores are for direct consumers. People can walk in and like buy stuff. But in certain cities, including Jaipur, Reliance have one more model, which is called Reliance Wholesale. So Reliance Wholesale, so they also have in Indore also. So Reliance Wholesale is a pure B2B model. So no one can actually walk in and they actually sell to the retailers only. And the way we do. But instead of technology, they have these warehouses, obviously. And then they have like salespeople who go like a distributor. And they can order on their tablet or something and then deliver.
So they're like your most direct competition in a way, this Reliance cash and carry business.
I would not say like the most direct because Reliance is into everything, right? So they are not particularly focusing only on the Kirana stores selling the FMCG and grocery. And it's a very different range. The numbers which we do in Jaipur, I mean, I'll give you the one city number. I think it will have the very good context that how it really helps to identify the right category and the right product. Because the knowledge says that what do the modern retailers sells, these are the different SKUs what a Kirana guy sells. And it can be a different gram or it can be a different price at certain level. Not like all products, but at certain level who do the maximum sales. Because that's why big MNC companies give them a product or approval to sell to the market when they are aware that 99% of the market is in the hands of mom and pop stores. So Reliance basically, and then there is a Metro also, and there's a Walmart also. These are those stores who have like big like warehouses and where people can walk in and buy stuff. But they also require some certain kind of a licenses. And licenses, they don't really want to see that are you the right Kirana guy or are you the business owner. You can be the any kind of like business owner, any kind of licenses, you can walk in, create 3 more cards. So with that, like the thing which keeps like shop Kirana separately from this, and today we see it's a very crowded space. Everyone wants to get a pie of the Kirana stores. But still, we have found our like niche space. We never distracted ourselves from mom and pop stores who is selling mom and like FMCG and grocery. I mean, the territories where we work in, there are apparel retailers also, the electronics retailer also, and I think that also the same model because you just connect the suppliers and the distributor, and you already have the things at the place. But the thing is, it is the only thing which is untapped, and it is the only thing which no one actually were able to solve this FMCG grocery because to actually transport 10 kg of a atta from A point to B point or transport maybe a Fair and Lovely from A point to B point, it requires maybe a same different value of that product. But the Fair and Lovely have like different kind of a margin and very less weight. But the 10 kg atta requires a huge logistic cost and also have a very thin margin. So it's kind of like huge learning in that space. So the number I was giving to you about the Jaipur, that in Jaipur, we have Reliance Wholesale, we have Metro there. Walmart is not there. We have Metro. And then there are a couple of e-commerce companies are also working in Jaipur. But amazingly, I'll give you the number how much we have closed in last January. So we have closed January. We launched a feature called Direct. Shop Kirana Direct, because Shop Kirana is a controlled marketplace. We don't believe in open marketplace where anyone can become the seller and anyone can become the buyer. So it has always been working in the same way. So in January, we opened up a feature into the application itself. And we said commodities we don't do because it gets huge volume, but it don't get a good margin and it doesn't make a business sense just to get the volume. So we actually took the priority not to do the commodity and let other people do the commodity who are already doing in their city.
So commodity means like loose atta, loose dal, all that.
Right. Like loose sugar ho gaya, dal ho gayi, jo bulk mein like kaafi trading hoti hai. And isme margin nahi hota. I mean, the person who is unorganized, he makes some money. But the company, it's very difficult because it requires a huge license and taxation and everything. But koi agar bina bill ke wholesaler de dega, to de dega. Usko koi nahi rok sakta. And it's, he says like 15%. So when a transaction of doing, like people are doing like 20 lakhs a month, for them 15% is a big thing because they are doing since years and ages. So they are very much okay in not realizing. And that's the pain for MNC brands also. And they face because they cannot actually discount because the structure doesn't allow them to discount. But there's a local wholesaler who discount very easily because he really don't care about the structure. And he makes money because they don't make that money. These are very small traders I'm talking about. Anyway, so we do more business than Metro closed January. And Metro is the biggest retailer of this country in numbers today. And Metro closed Jaipur with 16 crore of sales approximately in January in 2020 in Jaipur. We closed January with 42 crores of sales in Jaipur. So that's kind of like more than double the numbers what Metro did. And Metro is operating from so many years. And we launched Jaipur 1.5 years back. And
how much of this was from direct, the commodities?
So direct was like 50%. 50% was the direct. So all of a sudden, like it increased the like top line by 100%, more than 100%.
To direct, say, what is your value proposition? You do the logistics there? Yeah, you are just allowing people to do listing.
See, the idea of direct was, you know Udaan, right? Like what how Udaan works. So Udaan, so we said that Udaan actually operates a logistic, and that's how they created a huge network. Because if you go to a wholesaler and look, if you go to any trader and you ask a trader that this is a mobile platform, you'll get the order. You sell off like any prices you want. All margin is yours, and I'll also come at your place and pick up the product and will deliver. So it saves them a huge money. And obviously, it's a business strategy to like start making the margin after 2 years or 5 years after down the line. So this is the pure like business strategy everyone comes up. But what we said that so when I was working in the market, I realized that and we all sat in a meeting in an office and we said like how to compete with Udaan, because we don't do commodity. Udaan is doing like commodity, and we have this VC. There is a competitor, but it's not like it dented the market share of whatever the category we work in. We still do the biggest numbers in Jaipur, but how we can actually do exponentially great in all the cities, how we can actually go very deeply. So we identify, okay, so they are the like commodity and all. So what I personally believe that jab hum baat kar rahe hain ki 90% of the market is run by unorganized wholesalers and retailers and all. So we need to understand also ki wo karte bhi hain delivery, right? I mean, they have this vehicle, they have like local traders, they have local logistic and vendors and all this thing. Every day they do this, and they thousands and thousands of people every day they do this, right? So I said, why, when someone is already doing that, so why you want to solve their problem? Because mm-hmm. wo kar raha hai. Mm-hmm. Like 90% market is already doing that. Agar it was a pain problem, so there were a lot of companies who were providing this value. So this is not a problem. The problem is only ki mere paas mein. So again, because of the Shop Kirana, the only change what we did is we will not do logistic, because these people are expert in doing a logistic in lesser cost than we will ever do, like any company can do. So let them do that. We will help them to gain the market share the way we gain the market share. So instead of making 5 or 10 or 50 sellers or suppliers of one particular brand, which happens in a marketplace, we said, no, we want to become the market share leader. So a supplier also wants to become the market share leader. So let's identify a person who can become the like territory king of this entire Jaipur and will give them a demand. But they have to obviously supply and take the service part on him, and he'll earn the margin also, because agar wo like 2 crore kar raha hai, we can help him and do like 3 crores. And that's the value we will do, because that's where we expertise is. So we'll not get ourselves into the heavy cost structure and any kind of like penny. Just to try a competition kind of like feel, we will just like implement, and it really worked very, very, very well. And then we implemented it in Indore, and so likewise, we did like a lot of innovation for the new brand also.
So in this direct business, what is your commission? Like, how much do you earn in that?
Right. So we charge minimum 0.5%, like minimum 0.5%, and then it depends. Like for certain brands, we charge 10% also, and these are like. Those brands who maybe have less market share in that city, but they are like good brands, and maybe a new brand which is coming up the city, and we become the exclusive partner. So we are like 10 to
2. But direct is like unbranded,
no? No. So what we do? So this is a structure. So we have created an ecosystem. So the idea of Shop Kirana is to create the ecosystem, not just to create a mobile application. So first we captured the retailers into that ecosystem, and we started giving him like value services. Other than selling the products. So now he can get the credit facility on the platform. Now he can sell, he can become the e-commerce player on Amazon with the help of like Shop Kirana, like with the help of Shop Kirana, and he's doing that Amazon Easy part, and he can get the insurance. So these are the value-added services, and it was always the last priority to add up once you actually get the good value addition for the sourcing part. So wherever the sourcing part is getting matured, so we are adding these values. And when it comes, and then the second layer which we actually picked is distribution, because Hindustan mein pura saman, so ek distributor and distribution system ke through jata hai, right? And they are, obviously it's very unorganized, it's very inefficient. So when we integrate our technology and our thought process and demand into that distribution model, then it becomes like super efficient and it increases the demand also. So what we do, we created a layer, we call this ecosystem, and in that ecosystem there is a SK Direct, Shop Kirana Direct feature. It's just one application. In that application there are like three kind of like features. This is one, Shop Kirana Direct, and in that Shop Kirana Direct, what's really happening, these are the traders who are getting connected on the platform.
Okay.
So on that traders, we give them an opportunity to actually become an exclusive trader of that particular brand. So we actually show them a brand, it's a new brand which is coming. They get like a good margin because it's a new brand. And these brands pick up it, do marketing and branding also along with Shop Kirana. So we help them to increase the demand, because it's that's how the brands need to launch. It's done. So as a platform, I don't believe that without actually working on a brand building in a consumer product, you can actually put your product in a very huge number of retail stores. In a general trade, I mean, you can sell online, you can get maybe like 2-5 crore a month kind of a sales. And when you sell online direct to end consumers, it look good, because you can get like 40-60% kind of like very good gross margin on that product. But in reality, when you go on a GT, you will realize that within 5 kilometer of a radius, people are selling more than 10 crores of that particular single product into that single category. So there's a huge gap between the transaction which happens on the offline on GT market and what happens online. So we created a Shop Kirana, like SK Direct, into that like a pillar that we claim that it is the first and the biggest GT launch, basically, general trade, a go-to-market platform.
Okay, got it. Okay. So in a way, Shop Kirana is like jo Amazon Prime hota hai, jo Amazon khud deliver karta hai. So that is Shop Kirana. And Shop Kirana Direct is where it is fulfilled by the vendor themselves. Got it. Okay. So in the last 1.5 years, after you started your Series A, when you started going into other cities, so how many cities have you covered? Like, where are you now today?
Right. So it was a crazy scale, because we never scale. I mean, as an entrepreneur also, I will say, I mean, not just me, I think my both founders can claim this thing. And it's an opportunity for an entrepreneur to actually do everything in life for the very first time when you achieve certain kind of like milestone. So as an entrepreneur, obviously, I have been like hustling and working, but I've never hired like hundreds of people in a single shot. I mean, I never had the money to hire the hundreds of people. I mean, I always say that the biggest highness which comes from an investment is understanding that now you can hire the biggest talent and you can afford that talent. Because it's kind of like bliss to actually work with the brilliant minded people. I mean, I wrote CAT. I got like such a super bad percentile. And then my college got shut down. And then you can get people from IIMs and IIT and to work with these brilliant minded people. And to work with these people is a very great idea. So what I personally liked about like the investment is now we can actually pretty fast scale. After raising Series A, within 6 months, we raised Series B. Because in Series A, we scaled Jaipur and Bhopal. We showed the numbers. The number was coming within 30 to 60 days. We were seeing, we were capturing the market share, and we realized the model is ready to scale now. And we again like went back to the like investment community. We again, within 6 months, we closed Series B round also with $10 million. And the idea was to quickly scale to another city, another part of the cities of that particular state. So it's a hyper local model like a Uber. We don't work on a state level. We work on a city by city level. So we have been working in 8 cities, and these are the 8 cities comes under 4 states. So on when you see on an India map, you will see certain kind of like circle is becoming when you see these cities. And the idea of creating that circle on India map is because when we are it's a business strategy, because when you actually do the multi city. And when you are also not a very big player, so you might face an inefficiency or maybe a issue in a supply of a product into that particular city. But when you are the circle into that particular region, like in the country level, so you can actually buy the product from one place and send it across to another city without bearing like huge logistic cost, and your service level still maintains. So we took this opportunity to scale into the Madhya Pradesh. We were into Madhya Pradesh. We scaled into Bhopal. Then we went to Rajasthan, we went to Gujarat, in Surat, Ahmedabad. We went to UP. In UP, we launched in Agra, Meerut, Lucknow, Ahmedabad, Jaipur, Indore. These are very big cities, obviously, in terms of they do the transaction when we compare with Agra and all. But the idea is to capture 25 to 30 tier 2 cities of this country. I mean, like we are into Ahmedabad, but Ahmedabad is... on paper, it is a tier 2 city, but in terms of business, it is not, honestly, not a tier 2 city. It's a, like 70 kilometer like stretch, and it is going towards a tier 1 city. It behaves like a tier 1 city, and it was a good strategy because, again, the business sense and like the people and the talent you get and the structures, cost and everything, it is not like Bangalore and Delhi or Bombay, but still, you can actually operate a tier 2 kind of like model there. And have the beneficial of T1 sales and structure. And then we innovated. Once we entered into the city, we captured the market share. We have like 1 lakh plus network of retailers, wholesalers and traders and distribution and everyone in the ecosystem. We 1 lakh plus is including like everyone, which I like said about. But these are not only from these 8 cities. So what innovation we did, we created another model while working. We said that can we actually create a KPP? So KPP are the one of those model where we innovated again. And we created business partners into 150 kilometer radius of any hub where we operate into this country. And we started supplying to these people also so that they can actually go into that particular tier 3 and tier 4. And they can increase the network. So indirectly, we started creating the network in the tier 2, 3 with the help of these structure. Third, like scale, which we did after Series B is we started building brands. I mean, the success, which I see, the success formula, there are three basically points. I think I explained this earlier also. 5 years back when we started this company, we wrote down these three things that how we are going to succeed. And there's only 3 points. The number one is build network, and it's a network of retailers or customers or like brands or contract manufacturers. And number second is build technology, system and processes, because if a company is run by you, then it's going to be a very big failure. So the company needs to run by the system and processes. That's what I have learned from a very big organization. Third thing is build brands on about that. So we created a network. We started creating a network by taking a commission from FMCG brands. These are Unilever, ITC, P&G, all these big brands. I have also faced a lot of arguments and many, obviously, conflicts that these are very big brands. I mean, even a Metro, Best Price, they have like 11 to 12% kind of like gross margin, like at such scale. So how the margins, and like I'm pretty much sure that when you talk about the Unilever, so Unilever is not going to give you more than 10 to 15% of a margin in any way, right? And so it's not like 100% of a kind of a gross business. But when we talk about the numbers and when we talk about the scale, it's kind of like 50,000 crore, 1 lakh crore kind of like transactions. So when you actually take that transactions and get it like 2%, that's also like very big in terms of the profit which the whole industry makes. And that's why these like very big retailers survive and smaller don't, because this model, at after a certain level, once you actually prove the model, it works only at the scale level. So it doesn't work at a city level or what, because once you actually want to create a scale of maybe a very big $1 billion organization, so like creating a unit economics for just one city and being a profitable in just one city doesn't really help, because there's thousands of businessmen who are already profitable in that city before you are doing the same business, but they never knew and they never understood how to scale and make a bigger business. So we always argue that, obviously, right, at the very first level, you have to prove that can you actually make a business sense at one city? But once you actually make, now the second job is to scale. And after it scales, then you need to again figure out then all the cities make the business sense or not. And if it doesn't make the business sense, then obviously you scaled in a pretty bad direction. So that's what we call the replication. So whatever the number Indo was doing, 80% of the same number other cities are doing. Some cities obviously are big enough, so they do proportionally very big. Like for an example, I gave you a number of like Jaipur. So in Jaipur, we launched direct also. So it contributed 20 crores extra. And in other business also, Jaipur is obviously bigger than Bhopal. So we cannot like compare Jaipur and Bhopal the same number. But when we talk about the proportional level, at like 80-85% is coming like the same, which obviously gave us the confidence. So we created a network. And the second thing, we started building a technology very deeply. For the retailer, for brands, for suppliers, for internal employees and warehouses, we had to create everything from the scratch, because what really is there in the market, that you can find an ERP system, you can find an order taking application, you can find anything, I think whatever we have built. But the thing is, you cannot find just one platform contributing everything from end to end. So these are all like different things which solves a different problem. So it's not the same, because B2B market is totally different. We built the technology, and in the third or fourth year of the company, we after raising seed investment, and I think pushing forward after like raising Series A, we told ourselves let's start learning how to build brand, because we raised a good amount of money for a learning cost. We cannot go back to the school and learn how to build brands, but as a consumer brands, we are into a platform business. But if we actually build the brands, so we can actually build these brands on the existing network. And there is a very big difference between building a brand and selling a private label. So we always make sure that we are into a building brand and we are not into a private label. And the difference is, when you talk about the private label, you talk about the private label about selling on the same platform who invented them, right? So Metro sells their own dals, Best Price sells their own products, Reliance sells their own products, Big Basket sells their own products. But these are those products who sells on their own platform, because that's the data capturing is happening, that what where we can actually put the product and it gets start selling. So we said no, we want to build a brand, and the thing about brand is that there are other people in the market who are ready to sell your product. So not to the direct consumer. So if there are no traders, if there are no retailers and no distributors, then there's no brand. So and the difference is, no one actually goes to the Kirana stores to buy Reliance Dal. People go to the Kirana store to buy maybe Ashirvad kind of atta, right? So they don't go and say Best Price atta. And that's the difference between a brand. And to build a brand, you need to like create a demand so that people actually leave their home and go to the offline market and ask for that particular product. So it was a very big learning because we were like experimenting from last 3 years. We were seeing some traction on certain products which we did experiment. But once we stopped selling, we didn't see any traction. So we realized basically these were the people who were responsible to push the product into the channel. And we were doing numbers, but there was no demand of that product. So we failed in creating a brand. So with like Series A investment, we sided like certain amount. We again like picked just one city, Indore. We painted, to be very honestly, we painted the entire city in an orange color kind of a thing. We placed like 1,000 billboards in a city on a Kirana store. We placed like 1,500 approximately counters of Kirsan Kirana on a counter. Like we did like thousands and thousands of obviously danglers and all. We did 200, 300 kind of a big walls. I mean, also like as a startup and as an entrepreneur, as a really starting from like zero, this company, we understood the value of money. So what we did in advertisement also, we innovated advertisement modules. We said that when you go to the agency, when you ask for a billboard, they ask you 50,000 to 5 lakhs kind of amount a month for that billboard. But just nearby that billboard, I see a very big house because we are living in a tier 2 city. It's not like they are very big multis. It's very independent houses. And I see a very big wall. So why not you go there, ask for his wall and ask him that we'll give him a 1 month free Kisan Kirana. And it was just 1,000, 2,000 bucks. So we just tried that and everyone loved that idea. And within 7 days, we had 200 billboards hanging across the city without paying anyone a money of agency. And it created the fucking like very big thing. Then what we did, we actually went to the auto stands and the idea of building a brand, that there are two things which I learned, because I, as a formal learning in any company in my entire life, I did in Mudra Communication in my second year of my MBA. I went there for my internship. Mudra Communication is the second largest advertisement company. It's owned by Reliance. And I went there for 45 days internship. I learned like a couple of things there. I worked on a project called Volkswagen. I worked on certain projects with these people. And I was very curious that how they actually run the advertisement agency. And instead of learning how to become a good copywriter or art director, I actually asked my boss in Mudra that, can you show me different department, what they do and how they earn money and all the thing. And she was very she was like amazing person. She actually asked me to meet the director, art director of the Mudra, who helped me actually understand this particular thing. And in second year, I went there. I came back. I launched my own advertisement agency in Indore, and that was the like Napster era, which I talked about. So, like this is the thing. Like we have like scaled pretty fast from like after raising Series A. We have scaled in numbers of brands, people. But if I talk about the growth, I'll not say that because we didn't stop scaling before raising Series B. We are like, once we started Series A, we raised Series A, we started scaling. And Series B was the part of that particular scale. So if I give like a little bit of the context of the number of the growth. So we have grown from 25 to 1,000 people in 1 year. From one city to, we are now present into 4 states. We have like 1 lakh plus kind of like network on the whole ecosystem. And Shop Kirana is one of the highest average order size per customer a month, or per order per customer also in the industry. We did innovation because in retail, there's a very small innovation which happened because we don't see a very big magic, but we see a very, very, very tiny small innovation which contributes in a very big kind of like numbers, like a barcoding system and the cart and all this thing. So I realized that for a retailer, there's no channel. I mean, for brands also, there are no channels to launch products in FMCG and consumer in a GT market, a trade market. And so can we come up with something? So we created a flash sales kind of a thing, which helps brand to launch a product overnight in a city. And we use that particular, obviously, like it's our home ground like feature. So we use it to launch our own brands. We did that kind of like marketing, like for like Kisan Kirana. And we launched that Kisan Kirana on this particular module. Then because of the database and like all the gap which we have found, we used the money of marketing and doing these innovation. It was a huge kind of like people honestly didn't know about Chop Kirana, but almost like 10 out of like 8 people knew about Kisan Kirana, because as a Shop Kirana, we never pasted a single sticker also, because it's a B2B company. We know who are the 4,000 customers. You don't need to waste money on marketing and just go there, convince them. It's a hard B2B play, human to human. But Kisan Kirana was a consumer brand. So it was the very first time we were trying to do something. It worked. And the milestone was, can we do 1 crore of a sale in a city of Kisan Kirana, just Kisan Kirana, before thinking about scaling this brand. And we did that within 6 months. And 1 crore is a very big amount, because the category which we were doing, we had competition from the local players, because there is no Unilever ITC in that particular category. So we had these players, and every city have these players, and they do very good business. And I mean, we have this Poha, the biggest manufacturer, or like the biggest like brand of like Indore in Poha. And he is present like in Indore from 15 to 17 years. Traditional family, homegrown business, very well reputed like brand. And they do approximately 1 crore kind of a sale, 1 or 1.2 crore kind of a sale a month. And we achieved that sale in like 6 months. So obviously, like it made a team very happy that certain times what really happens that you come up with your own mental block. And if you don't have a mental block, you actually go very deeply into the market. And because I've always believed, I handle the execution in my company. And there's a lot of weakness in personally in me when it comes to work also. The weakness is basically majorly comes from the kind of like giving a priority towards the speed to get the things done. So I sometimes like bypass the structure which I created just to get the speed done, the things to get in a very fast pace. And I believe that this is the DNA which we have built in Shop Kirana also, like without actually intentionally putting into the perspective that now everyone like work in the way that that they have to like get it done fast instead of like wasting time in like finding the perfect thing or maybe confusing the ecosystem that it's gonna take years or so. Because it also gives an advantage at the company level. I explained my team that when you actually go in speed, when you achieve that number, you actually increase the probability of a success because of two reasons. Number one is if you fail very fast, and you can actually like do understand the mistakes and all. And the second thing is, when you actually go in speed and get the success, you actually give no time to the competitor to understand what really happened. So you like within like blink of an eye, you actually capture the market share. So what happened in Jaipur, it was just blink of an eye, right? I mean, obviously, very frankly speaking, I mean, we cannot compete with Reliance. If Reliance headquarter decided in their boardroom that who the hell this Shop Kirana is, I'm sure that they would have like killed us. But the thing is, obviously, like we wanted to see that if it works or not. Like, do we have like that kind of like passion? Can we like? Why we actually did that 20 crore in the commodity for the very first month in direct also, because I was sitting with Deepak, and Deepak is the person who comes with a huge background in FMCG and like brilliant person, gold medalist and all. And he's one of the most practical person. I mean, when I compare why, like, was the DNA of a Shop Kirana, it's kind of like three different identity are running in this company. And the great part about all these three identity are all the three people thinks very differently. So it helps you to keep on the pace in the right direction. So the company never go on a very high speed. The company never go on a very slow speed. So it always a mixture, because someone is there to push or maybe pull back. That's not working. Deepak is the system process guy. He works on a super practical like situation. He works on like super practicality. He don't believe in a like kind of like magic. And he hates the word automatic. So he always say that nothing happens automatically. There are like certain things you need to do. So never say that ye viral hoga, ye hoga. So in, for doing a viral also, there are certain things people do. So it never happens automatically. So he is, and I am the kind of like that person. I'm like, yep. And if we don't know what are those things which are going to work, so we need to work maybe 10 more things very quickly. And that's how like we'll figure out. So, and that's the combination. So what, how we work. So I handle the execution. I go to the city, I launch, I create the retailer, I create the business, and I know I have created a whole like structure, an organized structure. I've hired people, I have like started the sales, I have now retailers on board, I have brands and warehouses. And now like invoices are making, people are making the invoices, orders are coming in, and it's getting dispatched and getting delivered, money is getting in the account. So it's kind of like order to basically the bank deposit. And once at certain level, I give the whole structure to Deepak, who handles the operation the day to day. And his job is to make it a sustainable. And his job is to actually eliminate the mess which I've created and creating in a very super speedy way. And I've always, and I think I take this as an advantage because I know like Deepak is going to solve this thing. And if I hire maybe wrong people at wrong place in a while taking a quick decision, I know like he's going to like solve the thing. He's going to come back and he's going to ask that maybe he needs the training and maybe like we need to shuffle. So it's not like if I inserted certain weak modules. So it's always and always going to get sorted out because there's one another responsible person out there. So there's the combination which we work in. Sumit, on the other hand, is one of the, I think, like the best gentleman I've ever met in my life, to be very honestly. I mean, there's like huge etiquettes in terms of, I mean, I've never seen like Sumit wearing like Salwala t-shirt in my whole fucking life in like 5 to 6 years. So I'm like, okay, I mean, this guy is like, is coming from a very good family. It's a pure business family. He went to Carnegie Mellon. He did a lot of internship in a lot of very big companies and learned a very big, worked on very few projects. And came back and joined as a co-founder, and we started the company together. And so, hum paisa mangne Sumit ko hamesha samne bhejte hain because he looks very gentleman. Agar hum apne tino mein baat karte hain ki yaar, agar people, if it's about people, so I am the person who handles the people part. I am the person who actually take care of the whole people management and HR and execution, and I take care of the brand building and the marketing. Deepak is the person who take care of the maximum operations part, like the like daily sales and operations, delivery, the unit economics and the operations, everything. Sumit is the person who takes care of both of us and the investment and the finance part for the company. And that's how like we divided the roles. And I think these are the roles are coming from the own personality and the characteristics, which we love. I think if I was the person who was doing the fundraise, I don't know like how many founders can say this thing, but I am like pretty sure that if I was the person who was responsible for the fundraise in the initial days, I don't think that we would have ever raised like investment. The reason I think comes not because of the company, what the company is doing. The reason comes because of the patience, because it requires a huge patience. And Sumit is the person who actually works on a relationship instead of like money, because I mean, the people who actually invested in Shop Kirana, these are very good people. They're coming from a very big background, very amazing experience. So it's not just the money which we actually achieve, it's the like great background and the connection also.
So ladies and gents, that was Tanu Tejas Saraswat, the founder of Shop Kirana. For all the retailers out there, do check out the Shop Kirana app or website to get access to tons of exciting offers backed by excellent service levels of the Shop Kirana team.
If you like the Founder Thesis podcast, then do check out our other shows on subjects like marketing, technology, career advice, books, and drama. Visit thepodium.in, that is thepodium.in, for a complete list of all our shows.
This was an HD Smartcast original. HD Smartcast.
Log on to hdsmartcast.com to listen to more such podcasts.